This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian officials say a Russian missile strike hit a suburban shopping mall on Monday, with reports that more than 1,000 civilians were inside at the time of the attack. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. President Volodymyr Zelensky says he fears that the number of victims are unimaginable, citing reports that more than 1,000 citizens were inside at the time of the attack. Zelensky stresses the target presented no threat to the Russian army and had no strategic value. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Western nations on Monday pledged unwavering support for Ukraine in the war with Russia, including more sanctions on Moscow and air defense systems. Leaders of the Group of Seven major democracies meeting at a German alpine resort said they would keep sanctions on Russia for as long as necessary and intensify international pressure on Russian President Vladimir Putin's government and its ally Belarus. The United States said it was finalizing a weapons package for Ukraine that would include long-range air defense systems, arms that Zelensky specifically requested when he addressed the leaders by video link on Monday. Russia invaded Ukraine on February 24th in what the Kremlin calls a special military operation to rid the country of far-right nationalists and ensure Russian security. It denies targeting civilians in a conflict that has killed thousands, sent millions fleeing, and laid waste to cities. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say a passenger train traveling from Los Angeles to Chicago struck a dump truck and derailed Monday in a remote rural area of the central U.S., killing three people and injuring dozens more. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The Missouri Highway Patrol says three people were killed in the derailment of an Amtrak passenger train that collided with a dump truck Monday afternoon. The collision occurred near Mendon, Missouri, about 84 miles northeast of Kansas City. Amtrak said the Southwest chief was carrying about 243 passengers and 12 crew members. Passengers on the train included high school students from Pleasant Ridge High School in Easton, Kansas, who were headed to the Future Business Leaders of America conference in Chicago. Superintendent Tim Bain told the Kansas City Star. I'm Mike Rossia.
The U.S. Supreme Court's abortion ruling and the fall of a constitutional protection has set off new battles in state courts around the country. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In anticipation of the Supreme Court ruling that there is no constitutional protection for abortion, 13 states enacted trigger laws, including Louisiana, where a statewide abortion ban was designed to automatically take effect. A judge in New Orleans has now temporarily blocked enforcement of the ban pending a hearing next month. The fight in conservative Louisiana is playing out elsewhere as one side tries to quickly enact statewide abortion bans and the other moves to block or at least delay them. Lawsuits could also target old anti-abortion laws that went unenforced for nearly 50 years. Newer abortion restrictions that were on hold pending the high court ruling are also now in play. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. military says it carried out a strike in Syria's Idlib province on Monday that targeted a senior leader of an al-Qaeda-aligned militant group. The strikes targeted the senior leader while he was traveling alone on a motorcycle, the U.S. military statement said. It added an initial review did not indicate civilian casualties. The Syrian Civil Defense, a humanitarian organization, said in a tweet, a man was killed shortly before midnight after his motorcycle was targeted with two rockets, adding it had transferred the body to the forensic department in Idlib City. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian officials say scores of civilians are feared killed or injured after a Russian missile strike hit a crowded shopping mall in the central city of Kremenchuk. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called the number of victims unimaginable and labeled it a terrorist attack. He said more than 1,000 civilians were inside at the time of the attack, stressing the target presented no threat to the Russian army. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.